All right.
Hey, hey, hey. West Coast Wednesdays. West Coast Wednesdays. Minus your Southern gear on today. I see you repping for your school today.
Got to rep.
I know. A little under the weather, though. Sorry.
I hate that I can't go.
Give us a little thoughts for Mo. She's a little under the weather today. It's creeping up. You know, this weather change be doing things to people.
Oh, my God. It totally messed me up. Like, I literally was like.
Like, it was 80, some 81 on Monday. Today, it's like 60. And then 60, and then we are no longer going to be seeing any more of the 70s, 80s in Vegas. So if you're trying to come down here for some sun, you're going to get 60. That's it.
Yeah, that's probably the best you're going to get for sure.
But I guess that's good for some people. They're living in snow or freezing cold temperatures right now.
Right.
So I guess, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So we got a little West Coast Wednesday today action. We've got some hot topics. We're going to talk about my trip to USC for the Husky game. We're going to talk about Mo's Raiders and their new face of the Raiders. We got like another, we got a Hugador, more like a family-ish member of a Hugador. We've got some Vegas sports talk about, you know, the Vegas sports scene is huge. I'm only going off of what's happening in the next few weeks, let alone what's coming in December and then January. So much happening out here. We also got to talk about women's basketball. College women's basketball is back. I don't even care about men's college basketball right now. Like, the women's college basketball is where it's at. And the season opener on Monday literally left us all in awe. So it was a good show. We got NFL to talk about. We've got some NBA to talk about. I know your Lakers are playing right now. I have a couple questions for you on the Lakers because I did not know Houston. I don't know. I didn't know. I had no idea. We're going to go over our picks for week 10. And I do have a few sneaker drops. Then we got a girl power. So we're going to get into the game. I know this is a sports show and we love talking about our sports. But I had to bring one entertainment little tidbit into the show. Because, of course, today it was announced that Lori Harvey and Damson Idris has broken up. This is, you know, they've been together for like a year. It seemed to be going well. I'm all for Lori Harvey doing all she wants to do in her young life, because if I was able to date these A-listers and live my best life in my 20s, I sure as hell would have done the same thing. So props to Lori and getting out there and do whatever she wants. But there is this video that I found. It's hilarious because the guy really gives us some ideas on maybe who Lori could date next. So I just wanted to share that with y'all real quick. Hang on.
Well, it's official. Lori Harvey and Damson Idris have broken up. They put out a joint statement saying they still friends and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's all BS, because if they were still friends, they wouldn't have deleted and unfollowed each other off of their Instagram and social media. But anyways, I decided to put together a list of potential victims, I mean, boyfriends for Lori Harvey. John Boyega, Kofi Cerebo, Nick Cannon, or at least one of Nick's kids, Usher, Tyler Perry, Donald Glover, DaBaby, Lil Baby, 21 Savage, Tyler James Williams, even though, you know, come on. Shameik Moore, he's the one that does the voice of Spider-Man for all the animated movies. Jaden Smith, they can have an entanglement. Leonardo DiCaprio, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, these are some white billionaires. The prison model guy, the black kid from Stranger Things, the black kid from Blackish. Or Huey and Riley from the Boondocks. If I left somebody off, y'all let me know who y'all think Lori Harvey should be dating next.
Why they gotta be victims?
He said prison bay.
Why the subscription expired?
Well, because you know, it's a guy saying it, so of course he's gonna say victims.
Well, they're not victims.
They're
not victims. And the thing of it is like, we talk about this, and it's like, it's okay for George Clooney to be the ultimate bachelor. It's okay for comedy.
Leonardo DiCaprio to only date girls that are under 24 or whatever.
Common has dated everybody.
Hello.
And still dating again. And no one says anything about his body count. No one's saying anything about his body count. But let Lori Harvey live her best life, and it's a problem.
Living her best life.
Hey, I don't want to renew the subscription. You got to kiss a lot of frogs till you meet your prince. Nothing is guaranteed. You don't know what.
And who's to say the prince is even out there? Like, you could be going sifting through many needles and haystacks, you know, trying to find it.
I think at the end of the day, both of them will be quite all right.
Oh, for sure. And the thing too is that you got to remember, like, she, as adults, you got to think like, okay, we tried it. It's not going to work. So let me end it. So why keep, you can see all these celebrities that are getting divorced after like 15, 20 years. Well, if she knows after 1 year, whether it be 6 months or 18 months, that it's not it, then hey, it's not
and
it.
And a year is not long, people. A year is not long. That's still,
that's an, especially when you're both doing things and living on separate areas, probably, and got your own, you
a
know.
A year is not long. Time goes by fast. It is not long. A year is nothing. I need people to calm down. A year is nothing.
Calm all the way down.
That's paper for the first year of marriage for people. Like, they're still trying to figure it out. A year is nothing. Really, you guys? Come on.
They don't understand.
They didn't cut the cheek. I'm more into the Saucy Santana thing than this.
Ooh, tell me about Saucy. What's Saucy doing? She.
Oh, it's just so much, but it's great. But anyway, we got to get into sports pockets because I'm trying to.
Yeah, we got to get into it. So I did get to travel out to LA for the USC Huskies game. Had a blast. The Huskies. Listen, here's a quick video of the tailgate because I was surprised at how many people. I haven't been to a away Husky game in a while, but I think because, you know, a lot of UW players come from LA or come from Southern California. So I know there was a lot of guys that used to play for the Huskies that were in town. There's a picture I'll show you here of one of the most famous basketball alumni from University of Washington. I ended up bumping into, he was behind me smoking a stogie, to the right, Detlef Schrempf from the Seattle Supersonics. I took full advantage of taking all of my photos and enjoying my time. Great seats, great time. I still hate the Coliseum. It's just not a very pleasant place. It's not pretty. The tunnels make me want to puke when you walk through them. I couldn't imagine going to games there when it's summertime. Like, it's just terrible. But the tailgate was legit. So here's a quick vid.
Yeah, that was
amazing. Lot of dope swag was given out. I got Husky glasses, Husky socks, Husky luggage tags. I got amazing stuff. So it was a good time being there. You know, our defense is still questionable at times, but we did pull out the win. It was 52-42. We beat Caleb and the Trojans.
It was a good game.
Hey, good game. Our running back Dylan Johnson had 4 touchdowns. He had 3 touchdowns in the first half, which was amazing. So up next, the Huskies host Utah at home this weekend. Going to be another big game. UW is only one of, I think, 6 teams that are still undefeated. So the undefeated teams here on the left-hand side, I'm sorry, one of 7 teams that are still undefeated. And then current AP rankings have Washington 5 again and Oregon 6 sitting outside of the college football playoffs. But we shall see what happens as some of these games continue, because there's going to be some big games here in week 11 for college football. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. But we got to talk about your Raiders, Mo. Got to talk about your Raiders. I mean, I know you've been overjoyed. I know the fans, the Raider Nation has been overjoyed. You guys, your coach, Antonio Pierce, gets his first win as Raider head coach. He actually made one of the stats as far as the largest wins after a midseason coaching change, the largest win margin of win, 24 points. You
it was
guys
the highest
went over.
Scoring game we had the whole season.
Whole season.
Yeah.
Whole season. Yeah. And what do you think is part of that? What do you think has made this change besides just the staffing changes?
I mean, that's just the energy and the attitude of the coach. Like the attitude coach saying it's not about the Patriot way. That's Tom Brady's mantra. It's the Raider way, you know, at Al Davis. And once you get that instilled in the team and, you know, remind them of where they are, who they are, and then him giving context and background of his love for the team, I think that helped tremendously. Not to mention, I mean, they were playing the Giants. Danny Dimes went down. I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from our win. It was a huge win. A successful
one. A huge morale booster, too.
Yeah, we got to see Hunter Renfrow. I mean, the crowd could have been more Raider fans. I would have loved to have seen that. But, you know, the ultimate test is still the
Jets. It is Legion.
prime time, you know? Sure. So what the Chargers did Monday night, that was not pretty. So the Jets are going to want blood. And Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be in that building with his mic on and headphones, trying every strategic way to try to beat us. I definitely think we do have an opportunity to do so. Hopefully after this win, potential win, that Antonio Pierce can stay on as a coach. Because, again, the key word is interim. Don't know what the future holds for him. Harbaugh's still on the list. I got a list of people. And so,
well, it's looking good so far. I mean,
I mean, it's just one game. It's just one
game. It's a nice hope. It's a nice relief. It's a nice tension reliever for sure.
Yeah. We would love to have young coaches come up that are the unknown names. Look at what Mike's doing down in Miami and some of the other coaches around, instead of these old figureheads and names, you know. Right. But the test is Sunday night primetime. See what that does. And even if we do take the L, depending on the closeness of the game, the score, the playmaking and all of that, and all the controllables that he could manage possibly with his new offensive coordinator and everyone else. I mean, hey, I'm not doubting that he won't win.
Yeah, what I did really like and enjoy too was he was asked about, he had the practice squad on the field during the game, which is, you know, very seldom happens in NFL and professional sports. Absolutely. So the practice teams usually are just there practicing, you know, giving up the blood, sweat, and tears, but never are on game days on the field. And he's allowed them on the field. So that was a great thing to hear him talk about. Like, you know, they're part of this team. They wear the same colors as us, and they should be able to be here on the field. Yeah, so I wanted to show.
They're Raiders too. They're Raiders too.
Absolutely. But we got to talk about the locker room, because this locker room went a whole 180. And here's a little, here's a video of just how impactful I think the changes that were made done have changed this team. So this is also the, all the guys after the win smoking their stogies too.
this was a crazy week, you know, and I just want to give a shout out to, you know, the guy in the position now, you know what I'm saying, game ball to AP. But we all know the toughest position to play in this game is quarterback. I think we need to stop some of those knowledge. One more.
Where's Champ Kelly at?
Champ, we've been talking since day one.
No doubt.
Now we're here. Now, AP, all of us, bro, this is the beginning. Like you said, excuse my language. Like the up, have fun, and I guess.
I mean, you really can't deny the change in scenery in there. And you also got to respect Mark Davis as well as the Raiders organization for making these changes and being one of the top, you know, professional teams for inclusivity and diversity in the organization.
That was his dad.
Yeah.
He started with his dad.
Amazing. Good stuff there. Yeah. So now we're going to go to Ahuagadore. So this, I don't want you to take this picture and think something happened again between these two, but this is, unfortunately, there's no picture of the man in question. But in regards to the news they hit today from an event that happened in June. So Earl Thomas, of course, we know, Legion of Boom major from Texas, Seahawks Super Bowl winner, him and his ex-wife, that's Nina. This is a previous photo of her when she was arrested during one of their altercations. But apparently, Nina's boyfriend, Kevin J. Thompson, was arrested in June for basically having a $1.9 million identity theft scheme against Earl Thomas. Apparently, he used his information, got an ID with his picture and all of Earl's information on it, was able to open a bank account under the fake driver's license, was able to move some of Earl's money out of his real accounts to the fraudulent account. They took some of his NFL checks deposits that went in. They took a portion of his retirement account. This man, Kevin J. Thompson, also transferred ownership of some of Thomas's vehicles and sold them and took the cash. They caught him coming back to the bank in one of those cars that he had fraudulently transferred ownership of and arrested him. And when he was let out on bail for like $700,000. He came back trying to get that car that he had when he was arrested and showed up in another stolen car from Atlanta. And this guy is still out. So I don't know if Nina's still with the man, but
how stupid can you be? Like, why would you open an account in the same baking establishment institution as the same person who's not going to catch on?
Well, it wasn't. This was in New Orleans. So he was opening up these accounts in New Orleans. So he just he was trying to pass as Earl Thomas. It was his picture.
I got that. That's so stupid.
And they opened it. Yeah, listen. Yeah. My thing is, did Nina know? Like, did your ex know about this? Like, this is her dude and she don't.
I'm pretty sure he didn't have nothing. So I'm sure he scammed it. I mean, there's no way that he can't answer no questions about him not where the money come from, and he's not gonna be like, what's he gonna say?
It's listen.
she probably was the one that put the wheels in motion for him to do it.
I mean, she could have been giving him all the information, all the right. what she needs, I mean, to know where his money's at. Stuff
if they're not collaborating together on a plan,
this would be an interesting 30 for 30.
For the domestic stuff, that is like the ultimate get back, but it just backfired because you have a stupid dude that's.
Well, and the domestic stuff had a lot to do with her too. Like, they both had guns and they both had issues going up, so they definitely shared in the.
She definitely is involved in the scam. There is no way she can't say she wasn't. If she's about that life, she's definitely involved in the scam as well.
Yeah, she definitely. Oh, so anyway, into some Vegas sports. So, you know, next week, Formula One will be here in Las Vegas. Oh, those here in Vegas have known for the last 6 months because we've had to deal with the crazy road closures, construction, things happening everywhere. It's going down starting next Thursday to Saturday. But as everybody, if you've been traveling to Vegas during this time, you know Vegas does not look the same. Currently, the Bellagio fountains aren't working. They've drained the Venetian canals because they're building all these, you know, places for people to watch the game right. and to be seen.
All the fans, yeah.
Listen, it is so ridiculous.
I feel bad for the employees trying to get to work. They just figured out a solution of how they can commute to work to and from while this race is going on with parking passes to the garage and different shuttle buses,
but even the shuttles are getting rerouted. Yeah,
so they're saying people that normally can get to work to 20 minutes, it's gonna take them 2 to 3 hours to get to work.
Can you imagine? Like, are you paying me for travel time? Because listen, I hope I have PTO that I could just be using just to be like, you know what, I'm done, I'm good.
Absolutely. And the fact that this is gonna be a 7-year thing.
Well, supposedly they have a contract, so they have to do 2 more years, but they can do up to 9. Which would be the same time of year every year. And so here's the deal. We're October. It's fall here. People are always traveling to Vegas in October because it's going to still be warmer than back home.
Right.
And now you've got to deal with this. And then, yeah, maybe it won't take 6 months, but this whole track and the whole bleachers and viewing areas aren't permanent. So they're going to have to be taken down and they have to get put all back up again when it comes to being the next year. So it's still going to be a headache.
Yeah. Shots fired on the pedestrian bridge because they put a whole wire around that thing. They don't want nobody tearing that screen down again.
Oh, and nothing. They've even put up that like the film that's like on cars so you can't see.
Yeah, the frosted. Yeah, like all that. Yes. Yeah. They're not playing.
And what's even crazier is
to see what would happen. And they're like, oh, okay, we got the money. So we're just going to make it happen where you can't.
And you've also got a whole strike happening where apparently, you know, by Friday, the housekeepers and the culinary union are going to be striking by Friday is the deadline. So
well,
if they don't
do an
come
agreement
up
today, so I don't think that's
no Caesars going. Did, but oh, they still got to deal with MGM and Wynn.
Wow. Oh. Don't avoid I heard the strip locals if you can. If you can, avoid the strip at all costs. If you can.
I mean, shout out, the Golden Knights are playing right now. So yeah. I know, you know, Dean Martin's always accessible, but it makes Dean Martin traffic a lot fiercer because the boulevard is all messed right. up. So it's just a big headache. If you can just not leave home or don't be on the strip for like the next week, that's probably beneficial.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be a whole lot. We got to talk about the Dollar Loan Center. So the Dollar Loan Center, of course, the home of the NBA G League Ignite. They start their season this Friday. Got some new fresh faces, some new potential first rounders coming into the NBA draft this year. You also got the Henderson Silver Knights that have been playing. But they got, I think, 6 or 7 home games here in November. So between the Ignite and the Silver Knights. There's a lot going on at Dollar Loan Center out there off in Henderson. I don't call it Henderson's. It's off Green Valley Parkway. I don't consider that Henderson. I consider it Green Valley personally, but that's where it's at. Make sure you get out there, watch some more live sports because it's going to be good. Our UNLV Lady Rebels, you know, we had Coach on not too long ago. They won their first game, which was amazing. They faced Charleston this Friday at 6:30. We got a Running Rebels playing your team Southern tonight. I don't know if you got a score or not, or if you watched it, but I think they started at 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, they did. They just started. I haven't checked the score yet on it.
Okay. So first game for the Running Rebels, seeing how they're going to do it there at home. Running Rebels football kicked the Lobos butt last week, and they're 7-2. So I know a lot of like actual real UNLV Running Rebels football fans are hopeful that there'll be some kind of bowl game in their future this season. And our Knights took their first real L this season. It wasn't an overtime L. It was actual and factual against the Ducks. So we're 11-1, but we're still number one in the Western Conference, number one in the NHL, period.
Right.
Go Knights, go.
Yeah.
Shout out to the VGK ladies who we've had on before. We might have to try and get them on again because they have a whole, if you're searching for your favorite, if you're searching for, you know, Christmas gifts for the family and friends, if they're Golden Knights fans, if they're Vegas sports fans, the Raid the Night Craft and Vendor Fair. It's happening on Saturday, December 2nd at Palo Verde High School from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Palo Verde is out there in Summerlin by the Costco on Pavilion Center Drive. So that's a big thing. That happens usually every year, I think, except for during COVID, they had these things. And these ladies are crafty. You can find some of your best VGK, Raiders, probably even some Aces gear out there. It's pretty amazing and stuff.
Southern's actually up by 8, 19 to 11.
Okay, Southern. Yeah, all right, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. NFL news. We talked about, you talked about Rodgers being at the Raiders game. Rodgers showed up Monday Night Football and looked like he did not just suffer an ACL injury less than 60 days ago.
Yeah, it's looking real nice.
Looking real nice. He did tell McAfee that he's not planning to be back anytime soon. It's still a process. But he looks better than most people do after the ACL injury. And
that's because Aaron Rodgers got that money. So he paid those same special vitamins LeBron be taking, whatever that
is. Listen, he's got a witch doctor he's taking. He went back to Costa Rica. He's doing something where that stuff is legit. It is Lee.
Right.
He's blowing people's minds. He's blowing my mind. It's amazing.
Right.
Cowboys lost to the Eagles. I mean, poor Dak took that ball, went for a touchdown, you know, got his foot out of bounds. That was it. That was the game. Lost it.
Yeah.
My Seahawks got crushed by the Ravens. Yes, it was a terrible game. Yes, it was ridiculously bad.
That was a massacre.
It was a massacre. Geno played like crap. The offensive line was crap.
I was so mad. I was like, oh, yeah.
It was awful. Luckily, I still won both my fantasy football leagues games last week, but Geno definitely wasn't helping that.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen was helping that. You know, he hit 10,000 career receiving yards on Monday night, and he really kicked butt, as well as I did have the running back for the Ravens on my team, too. So Edwards balled out, and I think he got like 3 touchdowns or something. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a tough week. There's 4 for fantasy football players. We got 4 tough teams with a lot of players on them that are going to be out on bye week. You've got Kyler Murray coming back for the Cardinals. Carson Wentz just got picked up by the Rams. I mean, boy, it's going to be wild. But what I wanted to share and to get everybody's kind of take on is who had the better week 9. And I'm going to give you the 2 people. First up, we got Josh Dobbs. This man just got traded from the Cardinals to the Vikings last Tuesday. Never took a snap with the offense in practice. Didn't throw to anyone. Barely knew anybody's name. He came in after Jaren Hall, who's like originally was like their second or third string back. He was playing as a starter. He went out. Josh came in, got 20 for 30, 2 touchdowns and 158 yards. On the right, You got Dare Ogunbowale, who happens to be the brother of Arike Ogunbowale from the WNBA Wings team. He's a running back for the Texans. Because the Texans kicker got injured, he came in and scored basically like the winning field goal for the Texans. He became the first non-kicker punter to make a field goal since 2024.
How many yards?
I want to say it was like 20 to, it wasn't like crazy, like 40, 50. It was like a, you know, 20, 30-ish yards. It was like an average field goal kick. But as a running back, he came in and did this. So who do you think had the better week?
Well, I have to say Josh Dobbs for sure, 100%. Like no one was seeing this guy coming for one. And so he basically just had the naysayers quiet. So that's... Yeah, that's who he is.
Listen, so if you're fantasy hunting for a QB right now, because you know you got the Chiefs, you've got the Rams, Dolphins, Eagles, so you got a Hurts, Mahomes, Tua, all out. Not to mention the right. Danny Dimes that are injured out for the season. No, so there's Will Levis. Will Levis is doing great for the Titans and took on the starting role. You've got Josh Dobbs here with the Vikings. So. Yeah. There's some options out there for those that are, you know, looking to see what's up.
Right.
I just can't.
It's like picking up PJ Stroud, leaving him out there, and then people getting him.
Listen, we got to talk about basketball. I wanted to ask about the Lakers because I was watching the game today earlier, I'm trying to tap in to see what the score is currently because they were
80s out. I mean. They lost by 1 point against Sacramento. But
like AD is out. The Rockets 128-94.
I want to talk about that game against. They lost by 1 point against Orlando the other night.
Oh, and it came down to LeBron's fouls and them emailing them all the.
You lost by 1 point. Like, what is going on? But you know what? I'm not upset.
But AD being out can't be the reason that you're losing by 30 points. No.
But you gotta understand, our season didn't start off great last season either. And where did we end up? Okay. So I'm not gonna be pressed.
I was surprised by the Rockets. This is why I can't bet on NBA yet because I'm
too early. Way
the
too
Rockets.
Early.
I thought they were in the bottom, like, and they're coming out looking like
OKC is in the bottom. They ain't won a game yet. So, like I said, it's early. Lakers started out like this before, and we ended up being in a play-in and then going and advancing to playoffs and all this other stuff. AD, you lied saying you could play the 82 games. Now you're having a strained abductor or whatever the heck it may be.
He was going to be back for this game. Earlier this week, he was like, I'll be back for Thursday. I'm going to play against Houston. And then it was like,
strained abductor, whatever. You know, I just... They're not gelling. Something's going on, but I'm not going to be stressed about it. I'm not stressing about it.
I don't, you know, the Suns, Bradley Beal has his first game back tonight against the Bulls. They're currently in overtime.
And yeah, a lot of hamstring pulls. People are out. Somebody's out 3 to 6 weeks, I think, recently they just announced on these hamstring pulls. Yeah. I had Darius Garland on my fantasy. He just came back with Cleveland. I mean, it's just too early. Like, it's just too much stuff going on. Honestly.
It's a lot going on. Yeah. They did mention that the 2025 All-Star Game is going to be hosted at Chase Center.
Yeah, in the Bay Area. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. So good luck for the new-ish arena there for the Golden State Warriors. Right. So they'll be there for 2025. Good for that. I did want to highlight a girl power, and that would be Miss Emma Hayes. Emma, who is the manager for Chelsea FC, for the women's Chelsea FC out in England. She was hired as the new U.S. women's national team's head coach. So her contract will start after she finishes the Women's Super League for the season. Apparently, sources are confirming that she could be making equal salary as the U.S. men's national team head coach, Greg Berhalter. So if that's the case, she could be set for the highest paying contract in women's soccer.
Nice.
That's a big time right there. And apparently she is an amazing, amazing manager. So look out for that.
Shout out to those female buffs too.
The what?
Shout out to the female buffs.
Oh yeah, we got to talk. Yes.
They clobbered LSU. And I grant it, people graduate, people move on. You still got Angel Reese out
there. No, LSU had the same exact team, and they took on Bailey Van Lith. They took on Bailey Haley Van Lith. So they added people and they still lost.
Yeah, 92-78 don't look good.
Yo, Colorado came through.
They lost. They won again tonight against Lemoyne. So they on a roll. Like, yeah,
Jalen Sherrod is the business. Yeah. She was throwing down some moves that, listen.
Look, I just say, you know, everyone was so focused on LSU losing. I said, give it up to these Buffs. You know,
absolutely.
You don't want to talk about the men so much with Dion anymore. Just talk about these women, though. That's the girl power. They took down LSU.
Took them down. Not just beat them, but they beat them by like 15 points.
Yeah, 92-78.
Yeah. So people look for Jalen Jay. She's amazing. Of course, Iowa and Caitlin Clark smashed their first game 102-46 against Fairleigh Dickinson. The Paris game, the Gamecocks, Notre Dame had, the ladies were out. A lot of women in sports media were out there supporting, the women's game out there. It was good. Of course, Gamecocks took that. The Gamecocks got a whole new squad and they are still amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to them. The women's basketball is going to be on fire.
Women's basketball is just going to be amazing.
I'm going to have to play a bracket for the first time in women's hoops.
Yes. Shout out Jonathan Watson. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate you. Of course, Alicia Gibbs. We appreciate you too, Miss, for checking in. Yeah. So women's basketball. That's, I'm not even really checking for men's basketball at this point, but you know, it is what it is.
So much sports going on. I haven't either. But.
It's so much. And my streaming is still good. Like, I'm still catching these streaming shows and I'm just like, dang, this is good. Why didn't I catch it until, why is it just the second season? And I'm realizing how good this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we do picks, I just want to show off a few sneakers. I haven't done sneakers in a couple weeks because we've been short on time, but I'm going to go with it real fast. So you remember the Nike Air Max Plus. So this is the 25th anniversary. Nike's coming out with the 25th anniversary colorway. These will be released tomorrow on the 9th. You've also got the Nike Air Max 90. This is the multicolor corduroy. So good for fall or winter. You got your little Nikes with the corduroy on. Here's what I'm looking forward to. I don't even like Adidas, you know that, but Wells Bonner, the Adidas Samba, got four different colorways coming out on the 9th for those that love their animal prints or their furs, fake furs, faux furs. These are legit as well. I don't know how this happened. I don't know why Kyler Murray has a collab with the Dunks and why it's pink and green like he's an AKA. But Kyler, it's the Kyler Murray Nike Dunk Low B1 of 1 collab. These will be out on November 10th.
Or Delta Zeta. We got to give up to all the sororities that are pink and green.
Okay, yes, there you go.
Zetas. Who knows? I mean, maybe those are his two favorite colors. I've seen men wear pink and green. They like it.
I guess. I mean, but it has like that metallic pink on it. I don't know. It just seemed a little iffy. Anyway.
It'll sell.
It is what it is. The Slim and Nike Terminator High have a collab. These will be out on, I feel like there's a lot of animal prints coming out. So these will be out November 10th. And last but not least, the Simpsons and the Adidas pack have like two of them get released on the 14th. So the Adidas Foams, Adidas Foam Superstars will be out on the 14th, as well as the Homer Simpson. Those are the yellow ones. And then there's a pink one that comes out too. So if you're a Simpsons fan or like Adidas a lot, these are another shoe.
Well, that's better than the past ones they've had.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know if I'd wear those foams. Those are like, you know, but hey, I'm sure we'll see them out there. I don't see it. All right. I did win last week, Mo.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it was a 3-1, you know, the Vikings helped me. I rooted for the Chiefs and I got that charge. And then we were debating on the Chargers and the Jets last week. So
right.
We're coming up on week 10 again. Yeah, bye week again. Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Eagles.
I'm out of the kicker, and I can't replace them, so I'm just got to sit.
You
on
gotta me. Replace them. You don't gotta. There's so many people on IR. Wait till it's Friday, Saturday, and someone's like on and is out. Just wait till someone's out. There's only one player.
I
can't that's
replace him. I have no IL. This guy Pete McCoy out here, and I'm putting his name on blast. And not have any benches or reserves.
Dang.
Sudden death. I'm not getting rid of HK Butker because I would lose him.
Oh, he has no I. There's no IL spot.
No extra benches. No IL spots. No nothing. So I'm not playing that. I'm just going to sit.
Tell Pete that's why I won't go in his league again. Like I'm cool. You can't have no IL spot when
you don't have nothing. Like you really did.
Half the teams are getting injured every year. Like come on.
$40 and you can't even give us a break. It's like sudden death. You know what I mean? So I'm not about to play these reindeer games with him anymore. You really literally do not have an IL spot. Or anything, or benches, or extra.
Bench that's a harsh. I've never heard a no IL spot.
I have no fantasy. One to switch to get another kicker, so I'm gonna have to sit on Ed this week on kickers.
We're gonna edit this video, and we're gonna do one little thing to tag him in it because that's just I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in fantasy football that you
if
don't
he
got
says
not
he has
one.
ILs, he needs to come see me and show me because I don't see it. I think he gave us like maybe one spot. I don't know. I need benches though. Like it's crazy. I don't understand.
Oh, so now you're just making up excuses, but you're not sure if you got an IL spot or not.
No, I think I got one, but that ain't enough. I mean, these guys ain't IL. They all have bye weeks.
Well, like, you only get one, maybe two. I only made the women's league to have two, but you got a bench.
No, it ain't enough. It's not effective. I was able to draft where I could have two kickers for bye weeks to set off. He made it where it's impossible to do that unless I get rid of a tight end or a running back, but I have backups for everybody else except a kicker.
Well,
how does that make sense?
That's because it's a kicker. You just swap them out. No one's going to be chasing after your kicker.
That's 9 fantasy points. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to sit on the egg.
Almost every kicker can get 5 to 11 every week. It's just a math. Okay.
I'm not
okay,
doing
well.
It. I'm just going to sit
I
on
see,
the egg.
I see that. Okay, I see. All right.
If it's not, Jonathan Taylor, I don't know.
Pete's safe in my book. I feel like you're making it a little extra. So I feel
no, I'm not making it extra. I know I'm not delivering. But you know, this is what happens when I manage 5 different fantasy leagues. And this is why I say it's an overkill on me doing fantasy because it's tough to manage.
It's the basketball that be killing it.
No, I got 3 football. That makes no sense. 3 football, 2 basketball. That's the 5.
2 basketball. That makes no sense.
Nah, the basketball's my basketball's lit though. Shoot. I'm racking up points on that one. I took my time doing amazing on basketball.
Thursday night football prime video, the Carolina Panthers at Chicago Bears. Like, I don't even know what to say about this one.
I don't either. How about I just don't pick and say it's a draw? It's a tie game.
I heard that Khalil Herbert may be back, so I'm going to say the Bears. I don't know for sure. I think he's on my IR still, so who knows?
By the way, Southern is winning 32-18 in this beautiful first quarter. With 3 minutes left in the
first.
Let's
go. Okay, Southern. Right. Who we got?
I got a tie. That's what I got. I can't pick. Tell him just put down it might be a tie game. I don't know. It's crazy. I can't. I'll just shoot for the Bears and see what happens.
Okay. We got the Colts at the Patriots. They are the next team up in Germany. 6:30 morning game on Sunday. So make sure you change your fantasy lineups or make your bets ahead of time.
Another crazy freaking mashup.
I'm going to roll with Mac. They're not making it very entertaining.
Out of his butt, though, and they'll end up winning or something, but I'll just go with the Colts.
Okay. All right, we got the Browns at Baltimore Ravens. Watching how Baltimore killed us. Like, I don't foresee
the Browns. I don't think they're going to do that to the Browns.
No, but I don't think the Browns are going to win.
I don't know.
What do you think? Okay, we'll pick one.
I don't know. Maybe the Browns? I don't know. I really don't. Let's go with Baltimore. Let me go with Baltimore. Let me roll with them like I did last week. So maybe Lamar Jackson will be on, but they're in the dog pound. I don't know.
No, they're in Baltimore. So.
Oh, they are? Oh, then that's easy. That's
okay. All right, we got the Texans at the Bengals. Listen, Texans have been doing all right at home, but I got to go with
Joe Burrow. He didn't turn it on and got activated. So
absolutely. His usual 3-4.
How they did their stadium and how they coordinated it by color. If you sat in one section, you wore orange. If you sat in this black section, you wore black. Shout out to how that looked. I like that.
Yeah, his little 4 week cool warming up period took a little longer, I think, than people would thought it would have.
Yeah, but he's here now. But it's easier now. That's all that matters.
Oh, that's all that matters. All right, we've got the 49ers at the Jaguars.
I'll go with the Niners. Trevor Lawrence has been looking good, though.
I'm just going to go with the Jags, you know, make it four in a row. Make it four in a row for the Niners. I would really hope and pray for that. But
and Brock Purdy is still out, right? Or is he back?
Purdy's in. I think Debo may be back. I'm not sure. I mean, they had a bye week, so hopefully I'm sure people got healthier, but who knows?
Yeah.
I got the Saints at the Vikings.
Oh, I'm going to
Josh Dobbs. Is Josh Dobbs coming out? Yeah. What's up with, you know, is Carr playing right now?
Yeah, they won last week.
Okay. All right.
He's playing, but he's still Carr. But they managed to pull that off. I was shocked.
I don't know. Did they win last week?
I thought they did. Did they not?
Oh, yeah, they did. Well, they played the Bears. That doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah. So.
All right, we got the Packers at the Steelers.
Jordan Love, I need you to show up.
Packers are 3-5.
But the Steelers have been on fire. So I'm just going to roll with the Steelers.
And it's in Pittsburgh. Like, you know. All right, we got Tennessee at Tampa Bay. Listen, I just picked up Will Levis. I'm rolling with Tennessee. This is what we're doing. They're both 3-5.
Another dumpster fire game.
Yeah.
I don't think the Buccaneers can do it. They're playing in Tampa Bay?
Yes.
I'll go with the latter and just see what happens. I'll go with Bucks and see what happens. I think I chose them last time and they still lost. So.
All right, we got Atlanta Falcons at Arizona. Kyler Murray's return game.
It doesn't matter. I'm rolling with Atlanta.
I'm tempted to do Arizona just because it is his welcome back, but
yeah, it doesn't matter.
No. All right, we got the Lions heading into the Chargers.
I'm going with Detroit.
Absolutely.
Anything to knock off that AFC West, I'm going with Detroit.
The Giants at Dallas, unfortunately.
Cowboys, sadly, will demolish them in that game. They just don't have any.
And at home, too. Like
Saquon. Yeah, it's just another
decision. All right, we got the Commanders at Seattle. Shout out to the DC Tweet Team, our guy Maurice. He's going to have me on their show tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, nice.
We're recording tomorrow.
Talk about your matchup. That's cool.
Talk about the matchup happening to the Commanders at Seattle.
I'm going with Seattle.
I got to, you know, of course, we're not going to let this one go. We're not going to.
No, that's too easy.
And it's back home, so.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jets at the Raiders for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, prime time. Yeah, I'm going to roll my Raiders. And I'm rooting for Antonio Pierce. And
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't think the Jets are really put together. I think this is another good matchup that you guys can take advantage of.
Yeah,
defense for the Raiders looked great on Sunday. They looked good.
They look great against the Giants team. I'm not going to discredit my Raiders, but I just need to see a real matchup. I just can't say that. But they did look good. I was proud of them. It was a good game.
We got the Broncos. Very
lackluster crowd because there's more Giants fans than anything. So everything was just quiet.
I mean, that's Allegiant Stadium, though. Unfortunately, that's been happening a lot.
Yeah, and it just brought no energy to the game of 30 and whatever when we got it. Yeah. But it was exciting to see touchdowns.
The Denver Broncos at Buffalo.
These Bills, what's going on with Josh Allen?
I don't know, but I'm not going to be Denver. Rooting
I hate
for...
to say this, but I feel like the Broncos might upset him.
I'm not. I can't root for Russell. So
I know you can't. And I really should be a turncoat and go with the Bills too. Yeah, change mine to Bills too. What am I thinking?
Change it back? Okay.
Yeah, change it back because I don't want them advancing. I mean, if I can knock out both of those AFC
teams, I was going to say, that's usually you don't be voting for nobody on the AFC.
I know, but the way Josh Allen's been playing, it's just kind of suspect. Like,
it's been terrible. I don't know what's happening with these Bills, but they need to figure it out. You know?
And the crazy thing is that you got to remember the Broncos beat a Kansas City Chiefs team. So it's crazy to me that it's possible.
But I think that was, I don't think that's a regular, but hey, you never know. Maybe Russ is cooking.
But we'll see.
All right, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in, tapping in. If you're just catching the end of it, make sure you check the replay. Also, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe at Girl Chat Sports. It's free to do so. You can stay in touch with us. Follow our Instagram, social media, Twitter, Facebook. Join our groups. We appreciate y'all. And we'll be catching you next week.
Jags, man. They are doing a darn thing out here in Vegas.
What's the score?
38-18. Oh, 40-21 now. Sorry, 40-21.
Okay, Southern, we see you.
Yeah, go ahead, Jags. Yes.
Represent. All right, y'all. And go Huskies this weekend, too.
Right.
Good. All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. See ya.